Welcome to Fat Mascara. I am Jess.
I'm Jen, and it's our 200th episode, which is blowing my mind.
Yes, I can see our producer, Molly, doing a little whoop whoop on the video chat. We are still recording remotely. Lord knows how long this is going to go on, but I'm very proud of us for pulling this off. And thank you to our fabulous producers for making this happen.
Thanks, At Will Media. I'm also proud of us for putting out 200 episodes over the course of 4 years. It's craziness.
Now, if you had told me when we first started this, when we were like, I remember our first recording, hey, Jess, hey, Jen, you got to do 200 more of these. I do not know how we would have filled the space, but somehow it's just like, it's one of those things that keeps me going, like just chip away, just keep going. Don't think about the long game, just keep at it. It is kind of inspiring. I think about this concept when I have something big to tackle, like you have 200 of these behind you. You've talked for 200 hours.
It's pretty amazing. And if you told me when we started that our 200th episode would be recorded from under some blankets in our apartments because of a worldwide pandemic, I definitely wouldn't have believed you. How are you holding up?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right today. It's sunny out. It's beautiful out. I don't know if this is okay, but I am going to just like dip outside just for a few minutes. Again, keeping my distance from people, but just going to breathe some fresh air. I don't have any outdoor space. My apartment's kind of dark. It feels really, this is probably an abuse of the term right now, but it feels unhealthy. I just need to breathe some air for a second and then go back in. It's like jumping in a cold pool and then like an ice plunge pool and then just running back into the apartment. That part is what's bothering me now. I'm staying away from the news cycle. I feel ignorant, but I can't do it. I cannot absorb the news right now. What about you?
Yeah, same. But like, even without the news, because of family and friends, which aren't news, you know, you still hear things. So it's been a little rough of a week for me. My friend's still, you know, in the hospital.
Yeah, what's the update on him?
He's still on a ventilator. And so, I mean, we're lucky he got one because my cousin's fiance works at Elmhurst Hospital. Mm-hmm. And it's like her third day at work. She's a new resident and it's been horrendous there. And she was actually, they've like been quoting her in the New York Times and stuff because it's just been really crazy over there. So I feel lucky to be able to breathe fresh air just like you when I get to go outside.
Yeah.
But that said, I'm going to try and be cheerful. And we actually decided to do this episode special thinking, you know, today I think the jobless or unemployment claims in America reached 3 million this week. So everybody's going to be hurting economically. So we had a kind of fun idea. We'll try and keep it light. Mm-hmm. We're going to do our bargain beauty favorites. Jess, you want to explain?
Yes. So, you know, we always ask our guests, what are your favorite products? All of our guests, almost all of them, go high-low. Let's focus on the low today, guys, okay? We want bargains. So everything here is something that you can get at the drugstore. You can get them on, you know, online, obviously, or a drugstore if you have to dip in and get something at CVS, Walgreens, etc. Everything here is, what, under $15?
That's right, under $15. And these are things that not just one person has mentioned over the course of the 200 episodes. We went back through and counted up like, oh my God, again, someone talked about this. So these are favorites of celebrity makeup artists, celebrity hairstylists, dermatologists, influencers, Jess and myself.
Editors. These are like,
yes, exactly. These are the must-haves. Bargain beauty products, which I'm excited about.
Excellent. Shall we get to it?
Let's do it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
All right, guys, we're going to kick this off with makeup and things, tools, all that good stuff. All right. We have a pick from Christopher Buckle, Ardell Lashes. Now, let me tell you, Ardell Lashes are a huge hit with all of the makeup artists. That, well, I shouldn't say all of them, but okay, a lot of them. Patrick Ta, Rachel Goodwin, Luke Henderson, Mario D. I'm just going to call Mario D because I always mess up his name, but Makeup by Mario. Vicky Tsai from Tatcha. But let's get to Christopher. Christopher loves the individuals, and I have to tell you, I don't use these lashes because I kind of like mess them up all the time. Jen, do you use like fake lashes?
The only times that I've put on fake lashes, I have to do the individuals. If I have to do a strip or like the wispies, I know Luke Henderson likes the wispies, which are like the little strips.
Yeah.
And then there's the full strip. And then, but the real makeup artist likes the individuals, which would lead you to believe that's actually harder to put on because that's like the makeup artisty one.
Yeah.
But I think those are so much easier because you could just like dot them in that little bit of glue. It gets tacky. That's the trick too. It has to be tacky, not wet. And then I've done them on the outer corners.
You know what I might do? I might actually, now that we have like the time, so to speak, I might get the individuals because they can't be that hard if so many people use them. Christopher loves them, and you know I love Christopher. He says they're soft, they're natural looking. He says that they like really, you know, build up the lash line in a way that's undetectable. And he says, nah, he's so funny. I'm not going to be as funny as him. It's like trying to tell a joke that somebody told you and that's never as funny. But he's like, it doesn't look like you're on the way to like a RuPaul's Drag Race audition. But I know also Daniel Martin used the individuals on me at my wedding. So
he also used them on Meghan Markle at her wedding, which if we can all remember back to that time was what, a week and a half after you got married?
It was a few weeks after, yeah.
So let's just say he was practicing on you for Meghan and he was using the Ardell lashes too, which by the way are really cheap. Like
they're
under
$5
bucks for the wispies. Sets of individuals, such a good drugstore buy.
He used them on my mom too.
Oh, good to know. Also great for moms.
Great for mature ladies.
Yes, very good for mature ladies. Keeping on the lash topic because obviously it's fat mascara. Let's talk about mascara.
All right, what do we got?
There are two brands that come up again and again. The first mascara that like, if I hear it one more time, like honestly, drink every time you hear us say L'Oreal Voluminous Mascara. Mm. The carbon black shade is the one that people keep mentioning over and over. It was drag queen Bianca Del Rio's favorite, editor and writer B. Shapiro. Again, Daniel Martin likes this one. Mario D. Arsha Morjani, the influencer. Who else, Jess? I'm not even remembering them all. Everybody loves this mascara.
Emily Kate Warren.
Makeup artist.
Yeah, it's a goodie.
And you're a fan of this personally, right?
I love this one. I remember discovering this one. It was one of the first mascaras I used, and it's one of the few that I can always, you know, whip out of my pocket and know that it's going to deliver. It's not a trendy mascara. I spoke to Linda Wells about this recently, and she was like, the packaging is not glamorous, but it delivers. It's very juicy, has a great dry down.
And it also separates, too. I know that Daniel Martin said that to us. We checked back in with him recently, and he says there's volume, but then also separation, which I think is so important because usually with a volumizing mascara, it could get really clumpy. And what I love about Voluminous is that you still have that volume, but it's sort of like fanned out, if you will.
Totally. Now, when we talk about mascaras with people, and I feel like even when you just talk to beauty girls and beauty boys about mascara, one of the cliche lines that comes up is you don't need an expensive mascara. And I really do believe that's true. And that's no disrespect to some of our friends at, you know, the brands that make beautiful, luxurious mascaras. Like, you can get a great expensive mascara, but you can absolutely get a great, you know, budget mascara. One of the brands that I think knocks out of the park almost every single time is Maybelline. Maybelline, like, that is their blue chip product. They do great budget mascaras. But the word budget sounds so, like, down market. I just mean, like, affordable. Just, like, you know, workhorse mascaras.
Inexpensive.
Inexpensive. Cheap and chic. Michelle Lee, who definitely knows a thing or two about beauty. She's the editor-in-chief of Allure. If you're listening to this podcast, I'm sure you know who she is. I'm sure you may even follow her on Instagram. She's always testing out products. She mentioned on our show earlier around this time last year, she mentioned the Maybelline Falsies waterproof mascara. Now, unfortunately, Maybelline discontinued that product. Now, they're always bringing in new mascaras and discontinuing them because they're always, like, bringing new ones in and, like, whipping them around and trying out a new formula. This is, like, what they do. They have another formula that she loves equally called the Total Temptation waterproof mascara. She says she has very short, straight lashes. Her trick, if you have short, straight lashes like her, is to buy a waterproof mascara because it really, like, locks in the formula. It won't slide off. It holds a curl better than other formulas.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, it's not just for, like, people who, like, have swim practice or cry a lot. It's for people that really need to hold that curl.
I need waterproof mascara this week, Jess.
It's not just for watching beaches, okay?
It's true. So she likes Total Temptation, but I'm going back through 200 episodes, right? We had some other fans. Erin Parsons loves this. Fiona Stiles likes Lash Discovery, that Maybelline mascara with the teeny tiny brush. We've heard that a lot.
Oh, that one's really skinny.
Yeah, remember how teeny tiny the brush is? Andrea Laventhal likes Full and Soft. Belinda Addis, who makes mascara for a living. This woman's job is to create those mascaras. She's a cosmetic chemist. One of her favorites is Lash Sensational from Maybelline. And then, of course, how could we end talking about Maybelline mascara without Jess? What two colors?
Pink and green.
You got it. Does everybody know what we're talking about?
Great Lash.
You just look so excited. So obviously that's, like, the old school favorite. Sally Hirschberger uses it, the hairstylist. Erica Schumate, remember her from, I forget what fragrance company she runs.
Pinrose.
Oh yeah, she's a fan too. Jen Atkin likes Maybelline mascara. I can't even, there's just so many, right?
And I think Great Lash is, you know, I can't prove this right now, but I think it's one of the least expensive mascaras on the market because some of, like, the more fancy, like, mascaras, the double-ended ones, the ones with the big fat brushes, they can go around $10 right now, even at the drugstore. But I feel like Great Lash is the best bang for your buck right now.
Totally. Pink and green. I mean, you can find that online for $5. You know what else is under $5? Our next color cosmetic.
Hit me.
Burt's Bees Lip Balm and Tinted Lip Balm. Good Lord, this one's a favorite. So lip balms are really personal. We've heard about Blistex sometimes from a couple people. Chapstick has come up. Lip Smackers has come up. But I freaking went back and counted because A, I have a lot of time on my hands right now. And B, I love you all so much, our listeners. And Burt's Bees is the winner. Whitney Bowe, the dermatologist, talked about it. Remember Dasha Polanco? I forgot about that episode. How much fun was she?
She was great. She's such a beauty girl. And I love following her on Instagram. P.S. If you don't, she's such a fragrance junkie. And she always tags her Instagram post with like hashtag I smell good. She's just really fun. She's such a cool girl.
So we talked to two former guests that are like the diva beauty directors of all time who honestly, they're going to get mad at me because this is makes them sound old. But I looked up to growing up in the beauty biz, Jean Godfrey June, who probably is still best known as for being Lucky's beauty director, but now she's at Goop. And then Jane Larkworthy, who was at W for a long time and now works for New York Mag. They both love Burt's Bees. Jess, you talked to Jane about it just recently. What did she say?
So Jane said that this, she called this Burt's Bees lip balm as like the Goldilocks thing. You know, it's not, she's tried everything else. Nothing feels as comfortable. She likes that it has a slight tingle. And for a beauty director, it's really kind of funny. Jane does not wear lipstick. She just feels like if she wears lipstick, she doesn't get that tingle. So yes, she writes about lipstick, but at the end of the day, she comes back to the Burt's Bees, and they also make it in a tinted formula if you need that little bit of color. It's nice. What I like about this, the Burt's Bees lip balms, is that they're cheap enough that you can have a few of them rolling around. You can have them in your car, you can have them in your coat pocket, the kitchen counter, the kitchen drawer, everywhere. You can just kind of have them living all over your space. And with lip balms, that's the way it should be.
It should be. And the other thing I like about this particular lip balm is that it's more waxy than shiny. So I feel like if you're going to do like lip balm and a lip pencil for a look, a lot of makeup artists warn that you don't want one with too much slip because then the color just slides right off if you're layering. Mm. So this has like that waxiness to it where it also just sort of like, it almost acts like a line plumper and fills in like craggly looking lip that have a lot of lines because it's so waxy, if that makes sense. So that's personally why I love it.
Nice. All right, I'm ready to talk skincare, face and body, Jen.
I'm ready to talk about it too. Let's do it. Because people think that they have to spend a lot on facial skincare and sunscreens and things like that. But we are here to tell you that is not the case.
This is where the money goes. This is where if there are a pie graph and this is your beauty budget, this is where we're thinking some serious change. You don't have to right now.
Love okay? it. Tell me.
So CeraVe SPF 50 Daily Face Lotion. Not a sexy name. Okay, I'm going to give you that. Not a sexy name, okay? This is not going to dress up your counter. This is not going to get you any into the gloss shelfie moments, but you are going to be the smartest girl in the room and you're going to get major protection. Your skin is going to look just as good as anybody on, you know, whatever your Instagram feed. Josh Zeichner, who is one of our favorite derms, Jay-Z, he's obsessed with this, as is Dr. Samantha Boardman, my favorite therapist, intern Tiff, who literally like, we almost like, you know, wanted to hit her in the face like 80 times because she was so freaking gorgeous in our little dark studio. Her skin was glowy all the time. She loves CeraVe SPF 50. This is a broad spectrum sunscreen. And the reason why I'm saying broad spectrum is because Jay-Z says that broad spectrum is UVA and UVB. UVA is like the rays that age you. Just think A, aging. UVB, the rays that burn you, like on the beach. You actually need both. So look for an SPF that says broad spectrum, even if you're sitting inside. So right now, I am sitting inside like a little vampire on my bed, but I'm sitting in front of a window, which Jen can see, right? You can see me, Jen, right?
I mean, your video has frozen, but I can see you. Don't worry about that. I also have been wearing, I think actually, I've been wearing more sunscreen since I've been working from my home office than I did at my other office because my desk happens to be in front of a window and we know those aging rays go right through
it. They go right
through it. I love CeraVe too. I will also say if you have, it works on a range of skin tones. You have to check it for really deep skin tones, but on medium skin tones, dark skin tones, you don't get that like cast you get with a lot of drugstore sunscreen. So this is a really good buy. And it's only $15. Where can you get like a fancy, nice face sunscreen for $15? Love it.
You can't. Like even at the drugstore, some of them are $20. And it has ceramides, which that's going to give you that. I'm just going to call it the intern Tiff glow. It's going to give you that, which she had, which is this like even sheen. It's not a highlighter. It's just like this juicy, yummy, even toned glow.
That intern glow. I love it. Okay. So next up, when you're ready to take off all the makeup, we've got the classic blue baggie of Neutrogena makeup wipes, which come in, I think like $5 for 25. I lost count as I was going through the episodes of how many people talked about these makeup wipes. And what I thought was interesting is it was the heavy makeup users that loved these the most. So I'm talking about Jaclyn Hill, our friend over on YouTube. I'm talking about, remember Carolyn Solomon, the low cheekbones Instagram girl that did all that crazy, like she made herself look like a Cheeto one time.
Yeah. She did like the contouring video.
Exactly. So she needs to take off makeup. Rachel Felder, the journalist who wrote the red lipstick book. Linda Wells, of course, former editor-in-chief of Allure. And then I thought this was really interesting. Craig Jessup, your friend Craig. Why does he like them?
Craig is the makeup supervisor for Wicked on Broadway. And he said that actually these makeup wipes and another, which I'm not going to reveal the brand, but it was a premium brand of makeup wipes, like a luxury brand. They were neck and neck duking it out. And the makeup artists loved both of them. But when Neutrogena came out with the unscented version, this completely knocked it out of the park. Like everyone stopped using the other ones. Performers are generally more sensitive to scent. And these just absolutely, you know, knocked all of the makeup off in like one fell swoop. You could use them several times a night during the show. So imagine like if you're getting your makeup taken off several times, how like sensitive and raw your skin would be. This didn't have that effect. They were great for quick changes. So they're that effective. So it does the job well. It doesn't leave any like nasty perfume. He was just really impressed with them. And they're like, they just would stockpile them backstage.
And the last thing I'll say about the wipes is taking off sunscreen. People forget that sunscreen, especially the physical sunscreens, their whole job is to adhere to the surface of your skin and stay there through water, through the whole day out. So like getting them off, sometimes you need to do a double cleanse. But Linda Wells pointed out when she was talking about these wipes, they're the ideal because they take off sunscreen really well, especially after a day at the beach when there's also like sand stuck in there and things like that. So who doesn't have these in their medicine cabinet? Everybody should.
All right. Now let's talk about Vaseline Intensive Body Lotion. I think I'm saying that right.
It's the Coco Radiance one because that's literally my favorite. I just like saying Coco Radiance.
Coco Radiance. So I got this, full disclosure, you know, like with most of these products, we try them as editors when we're given samples and everything. I went on a Unilever trip. Unilever is the parent company of Vaseline. They put one of these in the like a gift bag on a trip. I put it on my body. I put it on my legs. I found myself gliding down to dinner. It was like, you know, when you wear pantyhose?
Yes.
Especially the ones that are like, have like a sheen to them. Have you ever worn the ones that have like a sheen?
Like when you were in tap dance school.
Yeah. They feel like that, but for your legs. I put the lotion on, put it on my inner thighs all the way down to my little tootsies, and I just completely like slid down to dinner.
The other people that loved this were Essence Gantt. She talked about it. Remember, she was the at the time that she was on the show, she was the beauty editor at BuzzFeed. Carolyn Solomon, again, the Instagrammer. And then I did a little more research. Makeup artist Jessica Smalls like them. Nicki Minaj loves this product, by the way, the Coco Radiant Body Lotion. Dermatologist Dr. Carolyn Robinson. There's like a very subtle scent to it that honestly right now all of us would want because it's just like that coconutty, like sort of at the beachy kind of like cocoa butter smell that is just like warm and comforting. Plus you get the little bit of radiance and there's like a little bit of illumination, I think, from a very tiny amount of mica. And then it's super hydrating because it's Vaseline. I mean, like there's nothing this isn't. It's everything. It's just everything in a bottle. There you go.
I could see why Nicki Minaj likes it because there is some, I could see that a performer might like it because if you put it on your arms, there is like a little bit of a little drama from the mica.
Subtle drama.
A little drama, and it just gives you a little shimmer and just a little more confidence if you have any discoloration or redness. It just kind of makes everything look smooth. You just glide.
You do. Okay, so we're going to move from like radiance and drama and Nicki Minaj to just like a workhorse. What's our last skin and body product, Jess?
Our last skin and body product is, this is not nearly as glamorous, Neosporin.
It's the least glamorous. Even the shape of the tube is unglamorous. It's like a little triangle. It's like, I'm putting on medicine now, right?
Neosporin, yeah, for all those cuts and scrapes and everything. But it comes from a very, very elegant lady. It comes from Sarah Brown, who is the former and legendary
editor, beauty editor of Vogue, American Vogue. This is her number one all-time favorite essential. It is her heavy lifting beauty product. She calls it her everything product. It's a cute little tube that she has stashed in her bathroom, in her makeup bag, her travel bag, everything. She actually uses it not just for odd little scabs, but she puts it on ragged cuticles, chapped lips. I never thought of it for chapped lips. And even if she has a zit, but she says just use it really sparingly. Just dab it on.
We've had other dermatologists as well talk about it for healing. When you get a zit that sort of has gotten a tiny bit infected or gotten that inflammation going on, and it has like that dry, crusty white ring patch around it, Vaseline's good because it's both a little bit emollient and then it also has the antibacterial property.
You know, check your, you have some time right now. I realize, you know, you could still be busy even though we are working from home. But check your cabinets. Make sure you have Neosporin. It is an essential. I think once a week I say to my husband, put Neosporin on it, or, you know, I use it myself. So, right? It's like, remember My Big Fat Greek Wedding? Like Windex for everything?
I knew you were going to make that reference. It's the Windex of beauty.
Right? I think we've been together too long, Jen. You know exactly what I'm going to say and when I'm going to say it.
But it's a good product, though. We love Neosporin. Okay, after this, we're going to get into hair care.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Okay, you ready to talk about hair? Drugstore hair, bargain hair.
Ready.
Okay, I'm really excited about the first one because it's for all of us ladies with white hair and gray hair, but also platinum blonde friends as well. Clairol Shimmer Lights. Okay, this is one of the OG purple shampoos. It helps tone down brassiness. A couple of people have mentioned it on the show. I've mentioned it. Linda Rodan with her fabulous white hair, the fashion stylist and founder of Rodan Oleoluso. She uses it. Sharon Durham. Like, that's like a Park Avenue high price colorist.
I feel like what's interesting about these ladies recommending it is how many times have you interviewed a hairstylist for an at-home hair color story? And this never happens, ever, ever, ever happens. You know, when you call people and you ask them to recommend a product, they're always like so generous about recommending drugstore stuff. But when it comes to hair color, I have flat out been told I will not recommend at home box color
right
by like fancy colorists. They just won't do it. So the fact that these women are endorsing it is really interesting.
Of course, though, this isn't like a box dye. This isn't going to change your hair color. It's not permanent or anything. It's a shampoo with a purple tint.
No, but I mean just like at home, any products.
Totally. But just for our listeners, in case they're listening and they're like, what does it do? It just tones down brassiness. The other thing is that it does, which I think is hilarious. This has happened since we started the show. You know, TikTok took off and everybody's doing this dumb freaking thing on TikTok where they dump a bottle of Clairol Shimmer Lights over their head to see if it'll turn purple. Have you seen this?
No.
I'm pretty sure Linda Rodan and Sharon Durham have not seen it either, so maybe that's a good thing. Yes, you could use it to tint your very fair hair purple if you're a dum-dum and you leave it on too long and don't wash it out. Please don't do that. Instead, use it to tone down brassiness. Best part, $10. And one of those bottles will last you forever because you only need a little bit of it when you're using it. And you don't have to use it every shampoo. This kind of thing, maybe once a week you shampoo with this instead of your regular shampoo to turn down brassiness. Okay, what's up next?
Okay, I am going to call out John Frieda. This is like the longest name on earth. John Frieda Frizz Ease Secret Weapon Touch Up Cream.
Woof!
This baby will set you back between $7 and $10. Harry Josh, who is the king of like long, flowing, bombshell hair, he is a huge fan of this. He calls John Frieda products, I love his little analogy. He goes, it's literally the Gucci and the Prada of drugstore products. Okay, Harry Josh, okay. He said their formulations work really well. He said you can trust them. He loves it because they combat frizz. You just put a little bit in your palms, warm it up. And if you have thick, you know, your hair is perfect for this product. I think it's a little bit similar.
I use this product.
Right? It's like you just, if your hair is looking a little, I feel like I'm picking on you. I just mean if, you know, people with thicker hair.
It's actually, my hair is very frizzy right now.
I think it looks good.
No, today would be an excellent day for me to use this product. But the way I like to use it, I think of it like, you know, when you touch up your face with face powder or like a little bit of a blotting paper.
Yeah.
It's like that for frizz in your hair. So you put like a dime size, rub it between your hands and then squeeze it into your waves or curls if you have waves or curls, or smooth it or flatten it and lay it down if you have straight hair to just smooth the flyaways. And you, it doesn't build up. It's not, it doesn't get like crispy and gross. Like you could use this a couple days in a row and it wouldn't be a bad thing.
It's not what I like to call a precision product where it's like on damp hair, add two sprays of blah, blah. It's like yeah. You could just be like messy with it and it just kind of disappears. You can almost pop it in your handbag like as if it were hand cream. It's a no big deal product, which is, you know, I'm a huge fan of those. And we see hairstylists use this product all the time who everything on their counter is, you know, Orbe, Serge Normand, etc. So hats off to this. I'm not even going to say the name again. You know what I mean? The touch-up cream.
The one with the eight words. Yes. Okay. What's next?
Next is one of my favorites, the Garnier 1 Minute Hair Mask Smoothing Treat. This is also a big fan. Ashley Stryker is a big fan of this. Somebody else. Oh, Erin Parsons likes this. It's $7.99. It's a little tub of hair mask. Here's the thing with hair masks for me. I use too much. I can't control myself. I have no portion control when it comes to yummy hair
masks.
It's like
pudding.
Right?
You just like get excited and you dip your hand and you're like, yes, give me more.
I stick my big old bear paw in there and I cannot limit myself to the ends. I need to run it through the whole head of hair. I don't like, you know, put a dime size amount. And the other thing is with hair masks, I can't sit there for the 10 to 15 to like 45 minutes they recommend with the hot towel or the people who make the hair masks do not live in the real world. Okay. And they also charge like $95 for them.
Yeah. You get the tub is like $50 and 50 minutes. Who are the people that can afford that? This one's 1 minute to use it. It works in 1 minute. And it's only $7.99.
Exactly. The people who make the hair masks that charge $50 are the people who have like a hot, like stone bench in their showers to like luxuriate in. Okay. So this is the hair mask for the real world. You can afford to use a little bit more than they say on the tin, and you can afford to like, you know, just throw this in for a minute, you know, sit there, think about what you have to do that day, wash it out, and your hair is just as soft as the hair masks that we have recommended that are way more. So it's great. I love it. Buy yourself a few. I love the banana. That's the one that smells the best, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And it's tops.
We will link to all of these, by the way, on the website so that you can buy them even through, you know,
online if you want. I keep thinking about right now all of our listeners who are moms with their kids at home and like how no way they have any time in their life to do anything. Like you literally are trying to find a way to get your kid out of your face for 2 seconds. So you need the 1 minute hair mask and you need this next product, which is even faster and makes your hair shiny. It's L'Oreal Elvive 8 seconds Wonder Water La Meller hair treatment. I mean, the one thing I will say about these hair products, they need to work on the names. But the Wonder Water is wondrous. Okay, so we talked about this on the show, but basically it has these lamels that sort of grab on to certain negatively charged parts of your hair. And this is the Shine Maker.
The Shine Maker. That's the name they need.
I know.
The Wonder Water's cool, but the next product should be called the Shine Maker.
So you've used this a million times, so have I. How does it work? How do you put it in? What does it do?
So we've talked about this product or the blue in the face because we really like it that much. You put it in your hair, like you wash your hair. People have asked you condition your hair and then you put the Wonder Water in after. On the bottle, it just says shampoo your hair. Then you put the Wonder Water in.
Exactly. You don't even need conditioner.
Exactly.
You're saving money because you don't even need to buy conditioner.
Wonder Water in, boom, boom, boom. And then for about like 9 seconds, I believe, you massage it into your hair from like roots
eight
to
seconds.
Ends.
It's 8 second Wonder Water.
Oh, 8 seconds. 8 seconds. I added the extra second. Shame on me. Boom, boom, boom. Massage, massage. You know, you can comb it through if you want, I guess. Rinse it out. And that's it. Like, it sounds like I forgot a step. I didn't. Like, that was it. Rinse it out. Step out of the shower. Blow dry your hair for best results. When we went to the event, we saw the woman, Rothio, who had gotten a blowout with it. We saw our reflection in her hair, didn't we, Jen?
I could see myself in your hair in the Shine Maker. But it works really well on textured hair and curly hair because what I love about this is after we talked about it, people started DMing us pictures. And then like our Canadian and Australian and UK listeners were like, it's not here yet. It's not here yet. And then I was getting updates like, okay, they've got it at this drugstore in Canada because it works so well. So it works really good on all hair textures because they were sending me pictures of themselves. And I'm like, there's nothing similar about these hair types of these women, yet they can all use this product. Also, I feel like right now I sound like that dude that sells you that mop product that cleans floors. And he's like, and it'll do this, and it'll do that.
Magic mop. Yes, yes. But also pay attention to the side. It has like little ticks, like almost like a like a ruler. If you have really thick or really long hair, like my hair is very long right now. Jen, you have very long hair. It's like how many servings you need. So
I use a double dose.
Yeah, I use a double dose. My friend uses a, she might even use like a triple dose. So just take that quite seriously because that will impact your results.
And it does not weigh your hair down. That's the last thing I'll say about this. A lot of people worry with these smoothing anti-frizz treatments. Sure, I have shiny hair, but it's also like spaghetti, like angel hair spaghetti laying on my head all flat. This does not do that at all. You still have volume. It's a really good one. And like a nice little treat right now. Just like treat yourself, you know?
I hope you found that helpful and made yourself a nice little shopping list. We want to help you. So while we're all sitting around right now, please know that we have a huge, huge Rolodex of experts on file and we want to help you. And so send us your questions. Let us know what you're thinking about. Send us your favorite Raise a Wand items. Send a voicemail to info@fatmascara.com. Send us anything you want to know. We are reaching out to experts who are sitting at home just like you and I, and everyone just wants to help right now. So info@fatmascara.com. Let's get straight to Raise a Wand. Jen, what do you have for us this week?
Okay, I'm ready to raise a wand, but I was thinking I'm really excited to hear everybody else's Raise a Wand as well, because I know y'all have a shoebox of products that you've been digging into this week and trying, so there's going to be some new favorites. For me, that product has been acetone, everybody's favorite harsh chemical for the pandemic.
I love that smell.
Okay, I'm not huffing the acetone. We're not at that point yet. But I'm raising a wand to the acetone because I had a set of gels on about 2 weeks ago. And like a lot of you, I've had to take them off myself because, you know, the salons are closed.
The thing about acetone is, like, I don't have time to wait around for regular nail polish remover to be working. Yes, it dries out your nails, but it really works. I will say this. If it's regular nail polish and you're using acetone afterwards, moisture, moisture, moisture. Put some, like, olive oil, whatever oil you have in your pantry on your nails, because it can be drying. And if you have gels on, buff them first to make little grooves. Put a cotton pad soaked in the acetone on the nail gel, then wrap in tin foil. The tin foil step is key because it sort of makes a little oven and keeps the heat in, so the acetone's really working and it'll break down those gels really easily. It does take time. I've had certain brands of gel take up to 15 minutes to remove at home. Don't start picking it off with the little tool until it's flaking. And I'll be honest with you, if you don't have acetone, don't even try it with regular nail polish remover. You need the real stuff. So raise a wand to acetone, getting us all taken care of right now. What are you raising a wand to?
I am raising a wand to a baby product. And I hope you guys don't think that I'm trying to turn this into a mommy podcast. Do not worry.
I would not let it happen.
It's not a mom pod, but this is a big part of my life right now. So I was sent, thank you, many baby products from different brands. Many of them I've tried out. I have stockpiles of some. I am almost at the bottom of the Mistela No Rinse Cleansing Water. So you're not supposed to give a baby a bath every single day when they're a newborn, but you do have to do what my, I had a baby nurse come to the house for like a few hours to teach us, you know, how to care for the baby. She says a tops and tails bath every day, which is you get the top of the baby, which she said get the cheese factory, which is the grossest but funniest thing I've ever heard. Because the baby makes like little like cheese and they're, I know, it's so gross, but it's actually really true.
And like neck folds.
And the neck folds and the arm folds and then around the tushy and the bits and all that. So you get the cheese factory and you need to use a little cloth and a little like soap. But, you know, you don't want to create suds. You don't want to create more drama than you need to when you're just trying to do a quick and dirty. So the quick and dirty, you don't want to get suds everywhere. This Mistela micellar water, no rinse cleansing water, is perfect for that. Also, when she drinks and there, you know, there's formula all over her mouth, it gets crusty, she spits up
more cheese,
and for, you know, the babies get dirty,
like she's just making crust and cheese everywhere,
and they can really get nasty if you don't take care of them. And I really want her to be clean and happy and fresh. So I pump a little of this on a cotton pad or you know, a soft washcloth, very soft washcloth. Pump a little of this. I get her also if she had a really nasty diaper situation. Of course, I use a baby wipe, but then I'll put a little of this after just to keep her feeling fresh. It smells great. This is a godsend product. It's $14.99. You can get it online. You can get it Bye Baby, Target. It's fantastic.
And it looks like a big old tub too for $14. That looks like a good deal.
Exactly. And it softens too. No I mean, listen, if this is important for you, no parabens, no phthalates, no phenoethanol, if I'm saying that right. It's good stuff.
It's the no cheese, no crust baby liquid. I love it. Raise a wand to that and raise a wand to you guys. We can't wait to hear your favorites. Send them to info@fatmascara.com.
Oh, and thanks for supporting us. 200 episodes strong.
Thanks for listening. Our show is produced by At Will Media.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram @FatMascara. Go to FatMascara.com to get a link to our private Facebook group and hit us up.
If you have a beauty question, you can send it to us at info@FatMascara.com. We'd love if you send us a voice memo. We also want to hear your raise a wands. Send those to the same address, info@FatMascara.com.
And if you like what you're hearing, please leave us a review on iTunes. Just throw us some stars.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.